All right, so I'm gonna settle into our sit bones. Close your eyes for a moment and feel yourself grounding in through your roots. Feel yourself connecting deeply with this beautiful vehicle we call Mother Earth. Some gratitude also reaching down through those roots for all the support, all the security, all the stability that she provides to us, all the nourishment. Let your spine be tall, long, and spacious, your belly relaxed, shoulders open, loose, empty. Maybe open your mouth and wiggle it around. Around a little bit, stick your tongue out really far. Get your throat, your tongue, your jaw to relax a little bit. And then let your forehead be wide, spacious, serene, calm. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. We'll open our space with the sound of three ohms. Last week we were speaking about the Rudra aspect of Shiva, the destructive aspect of Shiva, right? And this week we're gonna move on to just another aspect of consciousness, and that's what Shiva represents, is our consciousness, right? And what I'd like to do this week, because we're getting so deep into this hymn and it's so long, is that we'll wait to do the whole thing at the end, okay? And we'll just work on these next two lines that we're working with. We'll sing those a few times and then we'll add them to the whole thing at the end. Okay, is that okay with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, all right.
No.
No. I refuse. Mutiny. All right. So we're working on lines 11 and 12. 11 and 12. Yeah, and you have three sheets now. And so let's just say these two lines. Jayat Vada Bravi Brahma.
Jayat Vada Bravi Brahma.
Brahmat Bhujanga Mashvasa.
Brahmat Bhujanga Mashvasa.
Okay, let's try that again. Jayat Vada Bravi Brahma.
Bravi Brahma.
Brahmat Bhujanga
Mashvasa.
Mashvasa. Yeah. And it's not really a long A there because you don't see any stripes, so it's a instead of an ah. Okay? And sometimes when we're singing, there's not a lot of time to differentiate, so how you hold your mouth is very important. So and ah are two different things. Mashvasa. Okay?
Mashvasa.
Yeah. Dvinir gamat kramas parat. We just started out on that dva, and that dva is for some reason giving us so much trouble throughout this whole thing. So dvenir.
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 Dvenir. Good. Gamat.
Gamat.
Krama.
Krama.
Spora.
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 There's a little bit of a h after the p. Spora.
Spora.
Yeah. Karala.
Karala.
Pala.
Pala.
Havyavat.
Havyavat.
Yeah, there we go. Dimit.
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 Vanan.
Vanan.
Yeah. Dimit, 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 vanan.
Dimit, 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 divan.
Yeah. Mridanga.
Mridanga.
Tunga.
Tunga.
Mangala.
Mangala.
Yeah. Dvanikrama.
Dvanikrama.
Pravartata.
Pravartata.
Yeah. Prachanda.
Prachanda.
Tandava.
Tandava.
Shiva.
Shiva.
Nice. Is that a long I? No, not here. Drushad.
Drushad.
Vichitra.
Vichitra.
Talpayor.
Talpayor.
Bhujanga.
Bhujanga.
Mauktikasrajor.
Mauktikasrajor.
Garishta.
Garishta.
Ratna.
Ratna.
Loshtayo.
Loshtayo.
Surdvi.
Surdvi.
We'll just take that. Surdvipaksha.
Surdvipaksha.
Pakshayo.
Pakshayo.
Yeah. Trinara.
Trinara.
Vinda.
Vinda.
Chakshusho.
Chakshusho.
Praja.
Praja.
Mahi.
Mahi.
Mahendrayo.
Mahendrayo.
Samam.
Samam.
Pravartika.
Pravartika.
Kada.
Kada.
Sada.
Sada.
Shivam.
Shivam.
Bajami.
Bajami.
Yaham.
Yaham.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So these two lines probably gave me the most trouble of the whole thing, as far as working with the translations. For one thing, the translation that I found, that one translation that I found online, they were so far off in some of the transliterations of the Devanagari to the Roman letterings, to the IAST, we call IAST. Well, they didn't even do it. They don't do IAST. They have a what they call Hunterian, where you write a double A, and there's no diacritical marks, so there's no, you know, little dots or lines or any of that.
That's right. The one thing that, like, when I look up, sometimes when I look up them and stuff, it confuses me because I'm not sure exactly if they're supposed to be the long A or not.
Exactly. So it's really helpful to be able to know what the actual Devanagari script is, if there's Devanagari along with it. And especially that last line there, the Samam Pravartika, they had Pravrittika, okay? So they had, and I even, for some, why did that do that? So that's even wrong on the way that it's on the sheet. For some reason, did it change it? So, Pravrittika, let me make sure of this. No, that's right, Pravrittika. There was one. Pravrittika, let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Pravrittika. So that should be. That should not be an R with a dot underneath it. That should be an RI. So it's not the semi-vowel R. I don't know why that happened. I apologize for that. Pravrittika. And they had Pravartika. You know, so big differences like that. Completely different word. And just a lot of stuff going on in there that was really providing a lot of resistance. And it's interesting because these two lines talk about polarities. These two lines talk about, like, oppositions and I was getting a lot of opposition from this whole thing. It's so thank you for that really visceral lesson in what all of this means. Basically, what it's talking about here is how can I be equanimous with everything that's going on around me? How can I just maintain that center ground? It's gave me a really nice lesson in that as I was moving through these two lines. So Jayat is all glories to Jaya, you know, like victory to. And when you say Jayati, you'll hear a lot of bhajans, a lot of kirtan saying Jayati, Jayati, and it's just proclaiming all glory to whatever form of the divine we're singing to. And in this case, it's Shiva. And then Vada is the speaker, right? So speaking of all glories here. Bravi, so bra is to wander, and vi is apart from. So wandering apart from, wandering away. Brahma is again turning and whirling and wandering. Brahmad, roaming, wandering about. So, and it's talking about the bhujanga, the serpent, right? Mm-hmm. And mashvasa, so just dwelling in noise, dwelling in vibration, right?
The serpent.
Yes, so we're talking about kundalini.
Yeah. The serpent.
Roaming and wandering and dwelling in vibration. Yeah. And it's just all this movement, right? Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And dvi, what's dvi?
Tu.
Very good, yes. Nir. Mm-hmm. Nir is to move away from again. Gamat, going, traveling. Krama, feet. Sporat, trembling. So the 2 feet that are going, that are traveling and moving away on the path, trembling and shaking. Right? Karala, cleaving asunder, opening wide, gaping, forehead, pala. Havya is an oblation or an offering, and vat is like, so when you go to an Indian puja, right, you'll quite often hear them say pat, right? And in Tantra, we do the pat quite a bit in our mantras. You know, and it's a clearing.
Yeah.
It's a clearing. So vat is another exclamation like that. So.
But the 2 feet.
Hmm.
The 2 feet. Where is the 2 feet?
So the two feet, right? Are I'm thinking that the 2 feet actually represent what we're getting ready to talk about. The two aspects that hold all of reality, of consciousness, that being and that doing aspect. Yes?
Soham.
Yeah. Shiva Shakti.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Vata is a clearing, what kind of clearing?
So I have never heard Vat before. So it's an exclamation that they say when they're performing an offering or a sacrifice. Vat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that in Tantra we say pat quite often as we're ending a line where we're clearing space, like energetic clearing.
Is that related to anything like women's do about clearing?
Yeah, in a way. Or the Buddhists as well, when they're clanging and they're really dissonant chimes. Yeah. There's usually some kind of really unsettling noise
that to wake you up.
To wake you up and to clear out negative energy. Yeah. So I'm thinking that that's what it's about.
How about just changing thoughts or changing themes or, pattern.
Yeah.
Of.
I know in the DBT, one of the tools that they gave us to calm our minds down when we're getting into that space of craving, you know, getting triggered, was to splash cold water on our face, right? Because it's a really sudden kind of a jarring experience, and it changes everything. You know, all your thought patterns, all that focus on whatever's going on just stops. You know, so maybe it's that kind of a that kind of a thing.
Are we on a line 11 or 12?
We're on a line 11 right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And then timid, timid, timi is, again, that onomatopoeia that we've been seeing a lot in these lines. The just the sounds of what we're talking about, right? And in this sense, again, we're going to be talking about drums, because dvanan is sounding, mridanga is a drum, tunga is the strongest, the highest, mangala, auspiciousness. So that dimid, dimid, dimi, dvanan, is that sound of the drum, right? That is the highest auspiciousness. And the drum that they're talking about is this one here. Right? So this is called the damaru.
Mm.
And this is going to be the full illustration of these two lines. All right, and we'll talk about the damaru in just a minute. So, dvani, again, is the sound of the drum. Krama. So what's a krama?
Passion?
No.
Interruption?
What?
An interruption?
It's the opposite of an interruption.
Continuous?
A continuance. It's something in continued succession. It's a routine, like a sequence, like a yoga sequence,
yeah.
Can be a krama. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, because the sequence is this, 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 this.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
A continuation, like a...
A pattern.
Like a mala.
A pattern, yeah.
But there's something
like
that holds it together.
Yeah.
So it's not separate things, but
right.
It's blah, 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 blah on the line.
It's a pattern.
It continues, yeah.
It's a pattern, basically. Yeah, so we're talking in this sense about the pattern of the drum beats, the krama.
Yeah.
The sound of the drum in krama, in pattern, right, in succession. And then pravartita.
At such speed that they sing the same theme like a single sound.
It can,
yeah,
absolutely. And krama, in when we're talking about an asana sequence, right, is a set sequence that you have set, like a like in Ashtanga yoga, they have a set krama, yeah,
vinyasa.
That they do every time, yeah, vinyasa,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then pravartita. Is to stimulate, to set in motion, and it also means to purify, to make pure. Yeah. Chanda is anything that's alluring and pleasing. Tandava is the dance, and of course of Shiva.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So this this auspicious, strongly, highly auspicious sound of the drum, dimid, 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 and in that specific beat, that specific pattern, right, stimulates that alluring dance of Shiva.
It's
okay?
The creation.
It's the creation. You got it.
Drum,
because
drum,
they
drum.
They say that the damaru, right, the sound of the damaru is what actually brought about the syllables of the Sanskrit language. And whenever we name something, we bring it into being. So as Shiva began to hear the beat that was Shakti vibrating, right,
yeah.
Everything started to come into being. Om came out.
The Shiva Natara.
The Shiva Natara.
She makes him go.
She makes him go. Yes, absolutely. All right. Drishad is the next word, which is worship. Vichitra. Vichitra is varied. It's all the variations of. Talpa is the highest. It's actually the highest portion of a house, the highest room in a house. And yor, whenever. Bhujanga, snake. Mauktika is a string of pearls. Srajor is darkness. So we're talking about like a snake as opposed to a string of pearls. We're talking about the highest part of a house as opposed to complete darkness, being in the depths of the basement. So we're talking about all these polarities, all these oppositions. Garishta is the worst. Ratna is the most valuable. It's a jewel. Loshtayo is just a lump of dirt, a heap. Sword is a friend. Vipaksha. So paksha also means friend, but when you're saying vi, it means you're moving away from. It means it's the opposite of, right? So it's a non-friend. A sword is a friend, and a vipaksha is a non-friend. And pakshayo is both sides of an argument. It's both perspectives, right? So we're talking again about all these oppositions.
So a dialectic.
It's a dialectic, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Trinara is actually a little plant that has little flowers, and Vinda, finding, Chakshusho, eye. So for some reason they consider this little plant to be the opposite of the eye. I have no idea what that means. Praja are subjects. Mahi Mahindrayo is the king of heaven and earth. So we're talking about the subjects and the king. Samam is equal. Pra is moving outward. Vritti is surrounding, right? So to move out and to surround. Ka is to destroy. Kada, how and when. Sada Shivam, unto the lotus feet of the Lord Shiva. Bajamyaham, I worship. So what this is actually saying, it's what it's asking, is how can I see equally the highest point and the lowest darkness as being equal? How can I see the snake as being equal to the string of pearls? How can I see the worst lump, the dirtiest lump of clay, to be equal to the finest jewel? How can I see the best of my friends to be the same as the worst of my enemies? You know, how can I be equanimous to both sides of any argument? How can I both stand in the center and the circumference? Through the worshiping the lotus feet of Shiva. This is what gives me that ability to be balanced. Somehow. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, world of duality.
Yeah, the world of duality. So, can you see the inner part of this beyond the strings?
This, the gold part.
Yeah, the gold part. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The upward and the downward pointing triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the representation of duality in geometric form, right? So that is the lingam and the yoni. The lingam is the upward pointing and the yoni is the downward pointing. It's the masculine and the feminine. And they say that the Dhammaru, when it's joined, where it's joined, is the point of creation. And when that's pulled asunder, then creation ends. And so, and we're talking here about that beautiful point at the beginning, the very beginning of time, when Shiva longed to know himself so deeply, to know that he actually existed, that existence came into being through Shakti.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And we're talking about polarities, because this world cannot exist without polarity. We have to have polarity. We have to have points of reference in order to navigate in this world. Has to be. And with those points of reference comes, with creation comes every possible way that manifestation can take place. Everything possible is going to happen. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen. And where we come in, where our consciousness and our awareness comes in, is it's our choice where we stand in that manifestation and what we contribute to that manifestation. That's where our free will comes into being. And I place that in quotation marks because there are still rules that we have to abide by. There's still parameters. There's a paradigm that we all agree to and co-create together, right? And we can change that paradigm because the nature of this existence is change. We have that power, right? However, there's still, in this world, going to be everything that there can possibly be, from the most beautiful beauty to the most decrepit, horrendous, horrific things. It's going to be there. And we choose. And that, and the balances can shift as well. The balances can shift, and they will shift. And so how can we be equanimous in ourselves? How can we find that equanimity in ourselves so that we're not reacting and getting dragged into and dragged under that, I'm going to put it in quotation marks again, that negative stuff.
Before you're doing it. Because you can't just be separate from it.
No, you can't be separate from it.
You gotta do it,
but not be caught up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't be separate from it. And that's why that was really interesting to me, what you were saying about the one teacher, the one guru who had cessation of all thought.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Didn't think.
Yeah,
but something still happened. It was cognitive, but not.
Yeah.
Illicit.
So, I mean, to be able to reach that state in this form,
yeah,
in this world, that's beyond my comprehension.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
Would
can't
you
even
imagine?
Begin
you
to think of that.
Because there are moments when we act, we don't think, and our actions
constantly
are so perfect.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
sports.
Because
fixing my truck.
In music.
Don't know what I did. Right there,
yeah. In art.
Yeah.
We go into those flow states.
Yeah, sports. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the polarities are actually coming into coherence.
We
call that coherence state.
It goes into bring the mind
into coherence.
One point in awareness.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I think it's also talking about that coherence.
Yeah.
Like that maybe that's where he's at. He's just in a complete state of coherence.
Yeah, okay, yes.
That might be it.
Yeah.
That I can grasp. That
yeah,
I can.
Phil,
I don't think I could experience
teacher,
it completely.
Well,
say that again. I'm sorry.
Phil Coppola, he's just a great teacher.
Okay.
He's just not a bullshit. He just doesn't stay stuck. And so he talks about his teacher,
uh-huh,
this guy who didn't think anymore.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm still baffled, but. But it's the state of the world. Bafflement. All right. So we're gonna So because I had to change that last line, I apologize if I kind of stumble over it a little bit, because it's not how I've been training myself to sing it. And once we train ourselves to do something in one way, it's very difficult to break those chains. It's very difficult to break that conditioning, right?
Yes.
So. So again, that's another thing that these two lines are referring to. All right. Jayat Vada Pravi Brahma. Jayat Vada Pravi Brahma. Pramat Pujanga Mashvasa. Pramat Pujanga Mashvasa. Dvinirgamat Kramaspurat. Good. Last two lines, one more time. Yeah. Call and response. And then we'll just go over the whole thing together. Yeah, we'll do each line call and response once, and then we'll try the whole thing together. Okay, so it'll be a little easier to get into. All right, and we're ending. I just want to say a quick note. We're ending next week right on the week of Mahashivaratri, which is really auspicious. It's kind of neat that this accidentally happened like this. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I know that there's a couple places in town that actually hold the all-night chanting.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Huh?
All-night chanting?
All-night chanting. Om Namah Shivaya. All
is,
night long.
Is that the night of Shiva or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on Tuesday night. I think it's Tuesday night. I think, isn't it the new moon?
Where do they do that?
I think maybe. They used to do it at the, what's the tea house down on Beacon Hill? They used to be up on Capitol Hill.
Travelers,
yes, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to do it every year, so they might still do it there. And there's probably a couple other places. I think maybe over at the Mandir over in on the east side, you know, the Hindu temple over there.
All
probably do
chance.
It there. I think maybe. Usually they stay up all night and chant on Mahashivaratri. Yeah, and you fast as well. Okay. So call and response one line at a time. Shatatavi galajjala pravaha pavitastale. Shatatavi galajjala pravaha pavitastale. Tambu jangga tongga malika naleva. Thank you. was really good, you guys. Ooh, that's a long one. So, and then next week what I'll do is I'll sing it to you once in the way that I have done it with ornaments and like
cool
as a standalone song. Yeah, and it's not as kind of monotone the way that I used to sing it when I'm going to record it. But okay, so let's take it from the top and we'll take it all together. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So as Marty says, refresh your posture. Vilas bandhu bandhu. all of the vibration, all the noise of this world. It is all the divine offering. Hari Om Tat Sat. Namaste.
Hari Om Tat Sat.